Welcome to episode 6, the Christmas edition of the SVOPA podcast. SVOPA is the Old Pupils Association for St. Vincent School for the Visually Impaired. And now here are your hosts, Michael and Joe. Merry Christmas.
Ho ho ho! Hi everyone, it's Michael with episode 6 of the SVOPA podcast. It's good to be back with you again, and as usual we've also got Joe with us.
Hi everyone, and I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas.
So take that as your Christmas card, because if you're anything like me, Joe, I'm not a big Christmas card sender, so that's all you're going to get. Sorry for it, guys.
Ah, that's it, you see. Rob writes all hours, you see. Unless you need brailing, he does them and he don't like doing it, so I don't send many.
Well, at least you get an audio Christmas card from us, so that's really good.
True, yeah, that's it.
And yeah, it's good to be back with you. We're actually going to be splitting the podcast over two this month because we've got quite a bit of things we want to bring to you and we didn't want to edit them down too much. So how's your month been then, Joe?
It's been all right, yeah. Well, we've moved house, obviously. Some people will know who follow me on Facebook or Audioboo. So, yes, the fish weeks have moved yet again. And we're finally in Tynmouth in a nice little house, apart from it's damp. But that's another story.
But hopefully that will all get sorted soon.
Yeah, so, but we've had, yeah, it's cold down here, but no snow as yet. I know some parts of the country have already had a little bit, so hope everybody's okay and not too badly affected by that.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be snowing up in Oldham at the end of last week, because I was down in London for a few days, or in Harlow, and obviously I didn't want to get back to come back to work on Friday, but unfortunately I had to. But while I was in London, I did get the opportunity to meet up with Marjorie Convey and also Paul Clayton for a few beers and a few hours. It was quite nice. Me and Karen met them in London and had a nice evening with them. So it was, thanks a lot, guys. And I know Paul is coming up to Gateshead in February, so it'd be good to see more of you there as well. So we're not going to give a lot of details on this first podcast. We'll give the full details on the one that comes out at the end of the week. But if you do want more information, you know, just drop us an email at podcast@svopa.co.uk, or just check out Facebook and also just check out the last episode as well. All the information's there.
Right, well, this, as Michael said before, this podcast is jam-packed, so we've had to split it into two. So this first part, we've got a great interview with Maria Evans, who most of you will remember from school. She taught French and RE and was very involved with the choir and the carol concert at Christmas.
And we're going to start the episode as well with a great round table or a round country discussion with six of us in total, actually, talking about our memories of school. And we had people there who started in 1955 and left in 2010. Not that they were there that long, different people ranging over the years. So so I hope you enjoy that too. But coming up in the next part of the episode, or the second Christmas episode, we've got
an interview that Michael did with Sister Claire. We're hoping to get some information about school from Jenny Armstrong, but that's not been finalised yet. Perhaps what they're up to this Christmas and anything like that. So fingers crossed for that one.
And there's still opportunity to come on and give your Christmas memories and Christmas wishes as well. We've actually recorded one already and we've got a couple of people in the pipeline, and hopefully if we can get them done before we record, we'll have them on there as well for you.
Yeah, so if you like us and you don't like sending Christmas cards, or you don't get the time to write loads of Christmas cards, use us and put an audio Christmas card out there for everybody instead.
And to be honest, if you're also a Audioboo user, because a lot of people are now using Audioboo, aren't they, Joe?
They are, it's getting really popular.
And I'm on there, you can easily follow me, and I am Ike Allen, IKEAWLEN.
And I'm on there, I'm Joe_Fishwick.
And you can easily download the app from the iTunes store if you're an iPhone user. If you're an Android user, I think the word is don't bother at the moment, Joe.
No, it's not very good at all. It crashes all the time. But on the iPhone, if you use VoiceOver even, it's very, very accessible. It's really good to use.
And I know quite a few people using it. So you can even DM me or Joe with a Christmas message, and then we can get it put on the podcast as well. So,
yeah, definitely.
Also, I forgot about this. I've been working extra hard this month getting a podcast done, which I've been saying I'd be doing for months.
Yeah, Tom Glass's book is finally up and running. We're not doing it in as many episodes, though, are we?
We're not. We're going to do basically 1 hour episode, so it'll be between like 3 and 5 chapters, depending how long they are. And the first part is available now, with the second one going to be available probably first week or so in January.
But it's a fascinating read, so if you get a chance, give it a go.
Right, and without further ado then, we're going to move on to our roundtable discussion.
Why not email us at podcast@svupa.co.uk?
The most wonderful time of the year.
Right, okay, now we've got some lovely ladies who've agreed to talk to us about Christmas and their experiences at school. They were all at St Vincent's at different times. So we'll go around the table and let them all just introduce themselves a little bit, so you get an idea of when they were at school and their voices. So first off, we've got Josie Shelley, who was Josie Ward. Hi, Josie.
Hi. Josie Ward. And I was at school from 1975 to 1984.
Okay. And next, we've got Sheila Garbutt, who was Sheila Duffy. Hi, Sheila.
Hiya. Yes, I was Sheila Duffy. And I went to St Vincent's School in 1955, and I left in 1967.
Thanks, Sheila. And next we've got Angela Mills. Hi, Angela.
Hiya, I'm Angela Mills, but at school I was Angela Smith, and I started at St Vincent's in 1961 and left in 1974.
Thanks. Okay, and finally, last but not least, by any means, we've got Danielle Thomas. Hiya, Danielle.
Hiya. I'm Danielle Thomas. When I was at school, I used to be called Danielle Purnell. I changed my name quite recently. I was at school from 1996 to 2010.
Thanks, Danielle. And, of course, with me is Michael.
Hi, everyone. And most of you know I was at school from 1977 to 1988. And along with most of the people here, I went through the whole school, infants to seniors, apart from Joe.
Yeah, I only went through senior school from 83 to 87.
So you didn't have to go through the infants and all the Christmas parties and everything then, and have to do a Christmas play every year and all the rest of it then?
No, I didn't.
Part-timers.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to discuss today, we've got a few things we're going to have a chat about, just to bring some of our thoughts and memories, and I can't remember half the things I did at school. I blocked it out, I think. But we're going to talk about some of the things like the Christmas parties, the plays, carol services, some of the things people got up to in the house groups as well. So we're going to start off with before Christmas, because we all had to do some fundraising. I think we also had the Christmas parcels we did for the old people. And I know things changed over the years. So what we'll do is we'll start with Josie. What did you used to do when you were there for the fundraising?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I must have a really bad case of Alzheimer's because I can't remember any fundraising. But I was racking my brains, and I can remember For some strange reason, people at school thought I could sing. I certainly can't sing now. And I do remember going one year, I think it was with Sister Mary Claire, singing at an old people's home. And that was near Christmas. So that was sort of my charitable contribution at Christmas time.
Did we do any of the parcels or anything when you were there, Sheila? For the old people?
No, I don't actually remember anything like that, fundraising. No, I don't. I remember doing one or two little plays, and I remember going somewhere in Mr. Pennington's van with Miss Mulrooney. I was in her class then, and I think we went to see Father Christmas. It was all very mysterious. We weren't supposed to know. So I remember that.
Angela, did you do discos and things when you were at the school?
I'm just about to say, I'm glad I'm not the only one, because when you mentioned about fundraising, the first thing I thought was I don't remember doing any fundraising.
Right.
Are we in a different life, Michael?
We must be, because when...
the younger era must be the only ones that did it. Perhaps Daniela remember then doing it when she was there.
Yeah, I do.
Because you actually, when me and Joe were there and we had school discos, we used to do three or four, depending. First it was Marriott, Labouret and DePaul used to do them, and then we had the years raising loads of money for the school parcels. But I know that changed more recently. So what was it you guys were doing to raise the money, Danielle?
We didn't kind of do any discos or anything. Basically, we started in the September-October time with the annual triathlon, which is, you know, the swimming, the cycling and the running / walking, depending. And they would usually set aside a week or so of afternoons, basically, where certainly the whole senior department and some of the primary would go out and would do the different events and get sponsorship for doing those. And then in the weeks after that, once the money had been gathered in, then the parcels and the biscuits and things would be bought for people in the local area. And quite often then on either sort of mobility sessions or you know, whatever, they would be taken out and kind of given out around the area then. So yeah, that's sort of what we did.
Right, well, seeing as hardly any of us seem to do any fundraising, I think we'll move on swiftly. If we start with Sheila this time,
yeah.
What do you remember from sort of Christmas parties that you did within house groups? Did you do that kind of thing? Because I remember doing Kris Kringle in Keller, which was sort of like picking, you'd pick someone's name out of a hat and then you'd leave little gifts for them in a place where they'd be able to find them. And then we had a Christmas party just before we broke up and buy a sort of bigger gift for that person. So did you do anything like that or have parties within the groups or anything?
Well, we didn't do anything like that, but we did have parties. I mean, I remember we had parties in the infants, obviously earlier than the juniors or the seniors. And
yeah.
We played games and had early tea. And in the juniors, we all went into the dining room together with the seniors. And we always had meat pie and chips. I remember that. And then it was obviously... Mr. Fraser used to be Father Christmas, and you know, he called our names out and we all went up and got our presents. So that was really nice.
And what about you, Angela? What do you remember?
Yes, I remember doing Kris Kringle, and that was in, well, what is now Keller, or what was Keller when you were there?
Yeah.
When we were in the seniors. And Sister Claire, who was then, who's now Sister Kathleen, who I think, well, Sheila will definitely know her.
Oh, yeah, that was in her class.
Yes, of course, that's right. So she used to join in, and Sister Rosalie used to do it with us. So we used to pick, you know, we used to pick each other. And I can remember it was always very difficult if one of us picked, well, for anyone who picked Sister Kathleen or Sister Rosalie, because it was difficult to do things. You'd be trying to get into her office to tidy a desk or do something for her when your mother wasn't looking for things. So it was really difficult. But we used to, we used to manage it, and it was, used to be great when we used to, reveal who had got who and give them the present. So it was really good. Very good. And then, of course, we always used to have Christmas party. That was separate, really, for all the seniors and I think the juniors and the seniors were separate. But we used to have a really good good time. And like Sheila, I remember it was Mr. Spears in my day.
Oh yeah.
Who was Father Christmas? And he used to call our names out and used to go up for our presents. So that was really good.
Yeah, and I think obviously the seniors had a social after, all the food was eaten and Mr. Fraser had given out the presents. We all had a social then.
That's right.
Right. So what do they do now, Danielle? What did they do in your time?
We did bits of all kind of what you've said so far, really. I remember during the evenings in the groups, we would usually in sort of November, we would all sort of have a bit of a kind of get together and say, right, what do we want to do this year as like our end of term Christmassy party sort of thing or night out or whatever. And certainly when I was younger, sort of up to being probably 14 or 15, we did used to have kind of a party and a bit of a disco and usually a buffet tea or pizzas or something sort of along those lines. But then the last couple of years that I was there, because there was quite a few of us who were, a little bit older, we decided that, if the younger sort of students would like to have a party, that's fine. But we sort of went for more of an evening out sort of thing and went, I know one year we went to Damien's. I think that was the last evening out we had. And that was really nice because there was sort of a group of probably 8 or 9 of us with obviously then, 2 or 3 of the care staff as well. And we had more of a kind of sit down meal and a bit more sort of grown up, if you like. So that was nice as well.
Gosh, that was unheard of in our day.
It was. It was lovely, actually. But then I do remember a big highlight was still the Christmas dinners. We still, certainly when I left, they were still doing that. And I think they are again this year, where we would have some of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra members that come into school, they would come in the morning and we would have a sort of little mini concert from them in sort of after break before then the whole school went into the dining room and we had our proper Christmas dinner. So, well, that was always really nice. Everyone always looked forward to that. So it was good.
That's definitely a little bit different than it was when we were there then.
Just a bit.
Yeah, definitely. And Josie, what about you? What are your memories?
Well, as soon as you said the Chris Kindle, that brought it right back to me. I'd forgotten about that as well. I've actually got pretty bad memories. But yes, I can remember doing that in Keller. I was there when Mrs. Woods was there. I think she got married or something, became Mrs. Creswell halfway through when I was with her. And I can remember doing that. I used to really like doing that because it was, it's sort of like the real build up to Christmas.
Yeah.
And I can remember as well, I don't know what year it was, I can remember sort of Father Christmas in the dining room. I think it was Joe Lampton I think it was Joe Lampton who was Father Christmas.
It was
And one of the things I do remember was when I was in the infants, I used to stay at the weekends then, and I can remember I have one vivid memory of going into Liverpool. It must have been on a Saturday because they used to take us out on quite a few trips at the weekend, and seeing Santa in Liverpool as well. That stands out, different things he used to do at the weekend. But sort of the subject you're talking about at the moment, I don't have a lot of memory of.
I don't know whether you'll remember this, Josie, but I've just just kind of come to me that they used to take us, the girls at least, used to go to Marks and Spencer's at night. So we could do Christmas shopping, you know, like for family and things like that.
It's just never happened to me.
Did it not? It might have been something they started just after you'd left.
Must
be,
yeah.
It was in the 80s. But yeah, I just remember going to Marks and Spencer's and being able to buy presents for family and that. And it was always at night.
Oh, no. That was after my time.
So come on, Michael, as the token male here, you've got to tell us what the lads did.
To be honest, I don't think we really did that much. I mean, obviously, you know, girlies like to do these Chris Kindle type things and do little nice things like, you know, like you did, put chocolates on pillows and all that sort of girly stuff. But no, we probably had the odd things in the groups, but nothing I can really remember. We're probably too busy being yelled at by Peter Conley and Dave Wilmot, you know what it was like. I do remember one year, it was quite just, you know, the, sort of right at the end of the year, it was when, if you remember Sister Rita, the school nun, you know, she was there. I remember the year she was leaving, I was in the juniors. And everyone, you know, like anything, no one really, you know, she was lovely, but you're always glad to see her go. And then as we were walking down the corridor, it was like, she's leaving, it's going to be quite sad. And then we just made a joke about it and carried on, you know. But no, in the groups, we didn't really do that much. Not as I remember, anyway.
They did used to let us in fifth year, didn't they? Used to, when they brought us into line with other schools, and they changed it from first, second, third, and fourth to second, third, fourth, and fifth year, didn't they? You remember that, Michael?
Yes.
And did the fifth year girls, when they had a party, they used to let us invite the fifth year boys. I remember that.
And they used to have come over to the lodge sometimes as well. And,
that's right. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if that was the end of term or Christmas, to be honest, but it probably was Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was Christmas.
Yeah, I do remember that now, This is one more, I suppose, for us who were there all the way through the years. But what do anyone remember any of the school plays? Yes. And were you in it? Or were you singing? And let's start with Angela this time.
I don't remember actually school plays. Are you speaking about Christmas?
Yeah, particular? Sort of the Christmas play.
Yeah. Don't particularly remember. I do actually. Now come to think of it, I remember in the infants doing a nativity play. We always did one of those every year. But as we got older, it was more a carol service that we did. And I can remember the parents used to come. It's a couple of weeks before Christmas, and the parents all used to be invited, and we used to do carols and. We also used to do a carol service in the chapel as well. And the parents used to be invited to the one in the hall, in the assembly hall. And it was really, really good atmosphere. I used to really enjoy that. And there was a teacher, I don't think anyone of you would probably remember, Mary Cunningham, but she was the one who actually really got a very good choir together. We used to have really good concerts led by her, so that was really good memory of Christmas that I had with those concerts and carol services. That's the main thing, really.
And over to you, Danielle.
Well, obviously, because I was at school so long, I've kind of seen the way they do things change, really. Because when I first started, there was over 100 pupils at school, so it was very much the primary department were one department and the secondary were another, and we didn't mix at all for anything other than sort of the Christmas dinner. So up until when I was in probably about year six, so the last year of primary, for Christmas we did our own nativity play, and it was kind of quite a traditional sort of primary school nativity play, really. That we used to always do that in the assembly hall. Yeah, I've got my mum sat next to me, and she's saying, "Yeah, with tea towels on your heads." but I do remember one year. I think I was in probably about year two or three, so I would have been seven or eight, maybe ish, and I don't remember all the ins and outs of the play, but I know there was quite a big primary department back then. There was over 20 of us. So by what it is today, that was quite a big department. and there'd been lots of bugs and illnesses going around the school. And when it actually, on the day that we were supposed to put the show on, there'd been people dropping out here, there and everywhere, basically all through the week. And it came to the actual performance day, and there was literally about six of us that actually made it into school.
Oh.
So instead of putting the play on properly, we kind of got all the parents together in the playroom near Caulfield, and we basically kind of read some of the bits of the script and kind of had a bit of a Christmassy sing song, which was quite nice, but it was a bit different to how it should have been.
So seeing as though you've got Mum there,
yeah.
Do you want to put her on?
I'm here listening.
It wasn't me.
So,
yeah, it wasn't her, she said.
So was Danielle good when she was in the plays?
Oh yeah, very good. Yeah, I was the typical proud parent. No, I think they the plays and things that they put on were always very, very humbling, very special. You know, we always used to have our tissues with us, because it was such a special place and still is a special place. And I think you know, when you're a parent, you can't help but be totally affected by the surroundings, by, you know, just the people's generosity, the staff and everything else, the beautiful surroundings in the chapel. So yeah, they were always very uplifting but very humbling and very emotional performances. But yeah, we used to love it.
Thank you. Sorry, Danielle.
That's all right. Yeah, so that was kind of our infants, really, or primary. And then when we got into the big bad world of the secondary department, it was very much we were kind of thrown in at the deep end, you know, literally with everyone else. And I remember, I think it was Mr. Mannings who used to kind of oversee the carol services and that back then. And for the first few years of the secondary, I didn't really kind of have a lot particularly to do, or not that stands out anyway. And then as I got older, I became quite a confident singer and performer. And we kind of had a little sort of band, for want of a better word, that used to do a lot of the music and things for any of the Christmas, you know, carol services and that we used to do. So I used to have a lot more to do then, by way of singing. So, but yeah, and then again, it sort of changed then as I got into sort of sixth form, because obviously the numbers in school have decreased a lot over the past few years. Instead of the departments being split, everyone then came together, and probably the last four or maybe even 5 years that I was at school, the whole school got in play involved with the carol services, and it was very much a whole school community kind of thing. But nevertheless, they were still very good.
Right.
And yeah.
Thanks. No, it's definitely changed a lot since we were there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Have you got anything to add there, Josie?
My memory of plays is very good, actually. So I think I'm probably totally traumatised. I can remember in the infants, they did a nativity play in the assembly hall, and I was a donkey. but the two plays that stand out most for me was, I'm sure I was in the seniors, actually. And I was in Cinderella. And I was an ugly sister with Sarah Gallagher. I don't know if anyone can remember Sarah Gallagher.
Yep.
She was another ugly sister. And I think Sister Mary Claire had written it. And I must admit, it was really good. It was all done in sort of rhyme. And called upon to sing in that as well. And I was also, I think it was the following year, in Aladdin. I think it was Aladdin. But I was some sort of dancer in that with quite a few other girls. But yeah, I remember they were like, because I think when I was there, there was sort of still probably about 140, 150 kids there. So sort of the senior department was quite big. So it was quite a big, the Aladdin and Cinderella were quite big productions actually, with sort of a bit of an orchestra, singing and dancing. And I must admit, they were really good. I did actually enjoy them, if truth be told.
We're actually only talking about these just before we rung everyone up, the pantos which the seniors put on. And they were I think I was in the juniors when they were on, and we did all get to see them. They were really good.
Yeah, they were very enjoyable. And I know, particularly the Cinderella one, I've got quite a lot of photos of that, and it's really, it brings back some really happy memories. They were really good, really good.
Yeah. And Sheila?
Hiya, yes. I remember Miss Mulrooney's class and Miss Ward's class joined forces. This was in 1958. And we did a little play, and we all had to dress up as fir trees in little bits of paper and things. And I remember in the juniors, somebody was talking about Aladdin just then. We used to have a student that came on a Sunday called Rosaline, and the junior girls, we used to do pantomimes and plays with her. And I remember I was the wicked uncle in Aladdin. And in the seniors, in the juniors still, there was a pantomime of Cinderella, and I remember Sylvia Drain, who I'm sure none of you will know, she was a senior to me, and she played Cinderella. And then, of course, there was the carol services with Mrs. Evans and Mrs. Molyneux, which I expect some of you will remember Mrs. Molyneux.
I remember Mrs. Molyneux.
Yes. I was never in her class apart from religion. And we had to do a carol concert for everybody in the school with her and Mrs. Evans. So those are my memories of plays and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember some of the plays from being a chat, in the infants. I think we did, they were more Father Christmassy, the infant ones, if I remember rightly, a lot of them. And then in the juniors, I know we did a Christmas from around the world, sort of different parts of the nativity, but done from different cultures and things. But I don't remember them that well, but I do remember, being part of the singing group and stuff. And then the carol service was always the last thing when I was there, which is really the Wednesday or Thursday night. And a lot of parents used to come, and then you could go home afterwards if they came. And I mean, for a couple of years, I was in the choir there. And I wasn't in the music group for the carol service. I was one of the basses with Ian Bev and Joe Lampton. And I can remember Adele, and was it Adele and Heidi, who used to do In the Bleak Midwinter?
I know that's what Adele did, because she actually got to sing that with the Liverpool Philharmonic, didn't she? She went to the Liverpool Phil to do that.
Because I know every time I hear that, I always think of, especially Adele, but I know she did it as a duet with someone. And these are little memories that you only have to hear it. I can remember the carol service, and I can remember them singing it, because she had such a fun, well, probably still has, but a fantastic voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would have either been Heidi or it would have been Sarah Craig. Because they used to do quite.
Heidi. Yeah, I think it was Heidi.
It could have been.
You actually played in the carol service, didn't you, Jo?
I did, because I was in the choir as well. But me and my friend Maxine, we used to go to Mr. Wilson and say, can we play instead? Because if you were in the choir, you used to have to stand at the front of the chapel on benches and things, and you were on full view. Whereas if you were in the instrumental group, you could sit at the back of the chapel and skulk, you see. So we didn't have to be on show, because I used to play the oboe and she was a flautist. So we used to sit at the back and play instead, so we didn't have to stand on the benches at the front.
Any excuse, it was hide away.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing that I've just been thinking about, just as an add-on, did you all used to do Advent assemblies? Because, the 4 weeks leading up, the 4 weeks of Advent, when we were there, I don't know if you remember this, Michael, each year you used to do an Advent assembly, and they were actually done every Friday, and you used to do it in the chapel. And the one that sticks out in my mind is our year, and I can't remember what year which year in the 80s it was, but we reenacted the ceasefire at Christmas, when the Germans and the British they had the ceasefire and they played football and they sang Silent Night. And that as a consequence of that, Silent Night is my fave Christmas carol. I love it because it just reminds me of that. It's really poignant. But I don't know whether they did that at different times as well. Did the assemblies, the Advent assemblies?
We used to do Advent assemblies, I can remember, and when I was there, and we used to do for the four weeks leading up to Christmas. The used to be the oldest one, I think, in the school. We used to light a candle, and then like the four oldest in the school used to light a candle each week on this big Advent wreath.
Yeah, they did in the chapel, didn't they? They had the Advent candles and everything. Was it in the chapel then, or? Yeah,
I think it was more in Keller, up on that, the balcony of the landing. If you go, to the top of the stairs,
yeah,
have a big a wreath. I don't know whether you remember that, Sheila. I think Sister Aloysius used to do that.
It was
Sheila and I were there. Did they do that when you were there? I think it was her idea, Sheila. Do you remember?
Well, I remember the Advent candles, and the eldest person had to light one.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
I can remember the same as Joe, in the chapel doing the different assemblies. Because the same as Joe, actually, Silent Night's one of my favourite carols, because assembly we did, we played anyone knows the Simon and Garfunkel one, where it's the Silent Night with the news broadcast at the same time. And we did that, and that just brings back such memories whenever I hear it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I used to love that. I can remember the song we used to sing as well. Every Friday, you had the same song. I think you used to add a verse to it as Advent went on. I think it was like four verses, obviously. And you'd sing a verse each week.
Yeah, I remember that. What was it you did, Danielle? Because obviously things have changed a bit since when you were there.
Yeah, just a tad. I don't know what they've done this year, but I know when I was, the last few years I was there, we used to have the Advent wreath still in the chapel. And we didn't do an assembly as such based around each Advent week. But at the end of the main assembly, well, either at the end or the beginning, they would do a kind of separate little bit about Advent, and somebody would be chosen to light the wreath, and then we would all sing. We had our own little Advent song that Mr. Waite, John Waite at school, he certainly for in the primary department, he used to make up a song for everything. He could play the guitar and sing quite well. And literally for every season, he would have a song for all the different lessons that we did. He used to have little songs for everything, and he made this sort of Advent song that we all used to sing every week, which was quite sweet, really. And if I thought about it hard enough, I could probably still remember it, but we won't go there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should put you on the spot.
I think
now.
We should. You're all right, we won't. That's my job this time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
With your 30 likes, does everyone know about that?
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
He's 30.
Yeah, he's got his 30.
Right, so that's completely different, isn't it? I mean, that's the beauty, really, having a group of people like yourselves on. I really appreciate that. I mean, we haven't, covering basically 1955 to 2010. A couple of gaps in between, but I think we've got enough people on anymore. It'd have been a bit chaotic anyway. Thank you very much, everyone. It's been really good.
It's been really good, yeah.
It's got better than we thought. We'll have to do more of these.
Yeah, I think the biggest changes are most recent, aren't they?
Yes, very
really.
Yeah.
Well, before we actually finish, I mean, obviously, does anyone want to give any Christmas messages out? Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you have a really good Christmas and a great Happy New Year, and that you'll be blessed for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just to add on to you know, hoping that anyone who hears, you know, who listens, keep supporting school next year, because obviously things are very difficult for schools like St Vincent's at the moment. There's lots of new challenges that they're having to, you know, to overcome and to deal with. And for the people that are doing that, keep doing what you're doing, because they do an absolutely amazing job. And, you know, we're all here now, you know, because of what happened at school. And I think we could all probably agree that if we hadn't gone to St Vincent's, things would have probably turned out very different for us. So thank you to them, and keep doing what they do.
So I'd just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and John and I are looking forward to coming up to the reunion next year.
Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening, and Happy New Year as well. Look forward to seeing everyone, as many people as possible in May, and maybe in the February one as well.
Okay, yeah, so it just remains for us to say thanks to Josie, to Sheila, to Angela and to Danielle for joining us. It's been absolutely fantastic, and thanks very much for giving up your time.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the discussion which you just listened to. It was really good to have so many people on, ranging from such a wide range of times at the school as well, and it's amazing how much things have changed, and it's probably brought back some memories, and, you know, even good memories, some sad memories from yourselves as well. So like I said, if you want to get in touch with us in the next couple of days, you know, we can include them on the next podcast.
And now, without further ado, before we move on to the great interview with Maria Evans, my co-host is going to sing for you all, and he's going to sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, so I hope you all enjoy it.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking off from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we told her not to go. But she forgot her medication as she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoofprints on her forehead and incriminating claw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe it's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we cannot help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? We are all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking it so well. To see him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding filled with fig, and the blue and silver candles, see how they match the hair in Grandma's wig. I've told all my friends and neighbors, they better watch out for themselves, 'cause they should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Why not follow us on Twitter at SVOPA?
Okay, right, now we've got an interview with Maria Evans, who a lot of you will remember from school. She taught RE and French and was very involved with the choir and the carol service. So she's kindly agreed to come on and talk to us about her memories of Christmas at school. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Jo. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, yeah. Christmas at St. Vincent's. Mostly the carol service, isn't it? The end of term at the end of the Christmas term at St. Vincent was absolute hectic. I used to love the choir. It actually started with me with getting the carol service together, because I certainly towards the second half of the time I was there, I wrote it. And then used to get together with Sid and choose the hymns for various places. And then evolved. I don't remember much about actually putting the carol service itself together, except the one that with Michael's year, when we did the one where we had the drunken man in it. Do you remember that, Michael?
Were you the drunken man, Michael?
I don't, to be honest.
Emily was a drunk.
It doesn't really ring a bell, but
better ones I did. I just remember writing it, handing it over to Sister Josephine, and then really, I most of my involvement after that was practicing in the choir. I just loved that choir. We had pupils and stuff together. It was smashing. It was really good fun.
It was. I mean, I was a bass with Ian and Joe Lampton, and I can certain songs as we sing them now, like Angels from the Realms of Glory, I can sort of, I always go back to when I was at school and doing the bass and sort of trying to remember it. And we were actually only saying on our talk on Monday, if you remember, every time you hear In the Bleak Midwinter,
yes,
I only ever remembered the first and the last verse, because you had Adele and we think it was Heidi used to do duet, and how it just never leaves you.
No, it doesn't. There are certain carols that every time I sing it, I think the alto part, which was the one I sang, it's just some of them that we had that I just loved. It was great. And practicing it was just such fun.
It was. It was just great fun. I loved it.
It stopped after Sid left, unfortunately, the staff and pupils choir.
Oh. Maria, what year did you start at St. Vincent's? Teaching?
1995 I left.
Cool. And when did you start?
1975.
Right. So.
Wow.
You were there, you know, before I started and still there when I left.
Yeah. 20 years exactly. No, it's nearly as long as that since I left now, which is horrible. That's 17 years since I left. It's quite frightening to think how time has gone. Yeah.
It has. It's gone so fast, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, what was sort of your memories of other things what happened at school over Christmas?
Well, the Christmas dinner was good fun that we had all together. That was with the staff who used to come in on that one. But we had a full-scale Christmas dinner in, well, obviously in the dining room. Where else would you have it? And there was the Christmas parties. I didn't enjoy those. The staff used to vie with each other for getting out and going to them. We used to take turns, actually. It was from 2 until 4, if I remember rightly. And we used to do an hour, one or other hour down there. But they were just chaos. Remember when we had the Christmas fairs that Mrs. Duffy organised?
I remember the discos we used to do for the raising the funds for the elderly.
That's right, yeah, yes, yeah.
And they're still doing the fundraising. They do triathlons now every year to raise the money for the packet, the parcels.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That continues, yeah. But for several years, Joan Duffy organised a Christmas fair, and it was chaos. It was always very successful. We raised a lot of money for various things. But gosh, her room used to be covered in bits and bobs that people had brought in to sell, and her little gang of friends were all there wrapping things up, and it was exhausting. I don't know that you saw much of them because they were on a Saturday, but you might have seen something about the preparation.
No, I don't remember them, to be honest.
No, I don't either.
Typing lessons while they were being prepared. Moving the typing room.
Yeah, I can remember typing.
Strange. I was only thinking the other day, the last typewriter was produced last week or the week before, and I thought, good heavens, hasn't time moved on so quickly?
It has, gosh.
Those old typewriters with ribbons on them, are they usually serviced at the end of every term?
Yeah. I can remember typing all my work at school.
Yeah.
We didn't have spell check in those days.
No.
No, we didn't, no. Oh, I was rubbish at spelling. I still am. Jodie's a better speller than I am.
And you're better than me, Jo. You correct all the mistakes before they go out.
Oh, dear. I think you should get someone else to do that, really.
It was funny, actually, because some months ago I was in Marks and Spencer's, and fellow stopped me and asked me to sign up for their, gas and electricity deals. Mm. He got to a point and he said, I don't suppose you've got email, have you? And I looked at him. I said, excuse me. And I thought, I was probably using a computer before you were, young man.
Oh, dear.
I have to say, actually, you've inspired us. The fact that, you're always on Facebook, you're always there, you're an iPad user, and I always think it's great, and people over 21 embrace technology.
Yeah. But I just love it. I've always, the first computer I got at the at the school's rate, they got a reduced rate. I just couldn't wait to get my hands on one, and I sort of went on from there.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. I love gadgets.
No, you're Mr. Gadget as well, aren't you, Michael?
I am, yes.
It made a huge difference to getting things done, such as getting the scripts out for the carol service or whatever. It was murder. But before we had computers where we could enlarge the things, put them into large print, it all had to be written out by hand in large print. You probably remember.
I do. I remember assemblies and things like that, having to, be given slips of paper, paper with a writing on, and having to read it and everything.
Yeah. Well, it made a terrific difference when we got the technology going, and you could. It wasn't so helpful then on the Braille line. That followed more slowly. But it certainly made a difference for the large print.
Well, yeah. Must have been really hard at the time when we were there getting everything in the formats which we need. I mean, it's obviously much easier now.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I mean, we didn't even have a photocopier when I started at St. Vincent's.
Wow.
A stamp machine, which was a real palaver to get anything done. It had to be written out, and then it took ages. Every copy was done individually. It wasn't a case of pressing a button. We're getting a long way away from Christmas, aren't we?
We are, but, you know, it's not a problem.
Conversations go, isn't it?
No problem at all. Did you have any like sort of special memories from school while you were a teacher?
Christmas at school.
That's Christmas, yeah.
Do you know, I'll tell you a funny memory. There was, just before I left, it might have been my last Christmas, there was I shan't name her, but there was a wee girl there who came in the choir. She never sang a note, but she liked to come to choir, so we left her. And then one time, I don't know, I think Sister Josephine was getting worried about something and sort of you had to travel something again. And they said, right, stand up. And there was silence. And all of a sudden, the wee lass said, oh, shit. Absolutely. Laughing. She was totally unfazed. And this little voice comes out.
Oh dear.
That was certainly one of them.
You just can't script them, can you?
No, you can't. Oh, it was such a character. Really funny. That's one of the things. I think one of the things that I enjoyed most was, you wouldn't have known it, but it was a hymn called "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence," that I love. And we'd never sung it, and I asked if it could be incorporated, and it was sung as a solo, and it was gorgeous. Some of the solos we had were absolutely lovely. We had some people with really good voices, didn't we?
We did. I mean,
we did, yeah, definitely.
I mean, we was actually away the other week. We put like Paul Clayton, who obviously had a really good voice when he was at school.
The thing about Christmas, when we had the infant and junior plays, and they come up to the hall and do them for the seniors. That was always nice. The little ones were just one up. But yeah, Paul dressed up as a dog singing "How Much Is That Dog in the Window?"
Oh, bless.
Yeah, and if he'd known then.
He and it was somebody else, but certainly he and Adele O'Connor sang at the Philharmonic at the carol services.
They did, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Adele sang in the Bleak Midwinter, which was what we were talking about before, Michael.
Yes.
I can remember because I went with Adele. I think she was in my class at the time. And Richard Baker was doing the introduction. And he introduced her as 9-year-old Adele O'Connor, and she was 13. When I went on stage to collect her, I met him and I said, she's 13, you know.
He felt silly.
That happened. It's good.
I was trying to remember the other night when we were doing we had the few women on talking about Christmas, and we used to do a thing in Keller. The girls used to do it called I think it was with Chris Kindle, I think it was pronounced. Yeah. And we used to put names in a hat and draw a name out and give each other little gifts. And I wondered, we did it in class one year, and I couldn't remember whether it was when we were in your year that we did it. Can you remember?
I don't remember.
was it? And it might not have been, but I know we only did it 1 year. There was only one teacher that would let us do it, and I had it in my mind that it was you that let us do it.
It might have been, but I don't remember. I remember that happening in Keller.
Yeah, we did it every year. It was quite good fun.
Yes, yeah. It's a variation on the thing the Chris Kindle thing originally came of the Chris Kindle services when everybody got an orange. To have an orange with a candle in it and cloves stuck in the orange. But it was a variation on the thing of sticking people's names in a hat and just buying the present for the one that comes out. Did you have a limit on it?
We did. Well, we used to pick names out of the hat, and then we'd have to do like little, like even things like, you know, putting the bed back for them at night, or making the bed in the morning, things like that, and leaving little sweets or something on the pillow where they'd find it. And then at the end, just before Christmas, we'd have the party, and then you'd have a limit. I can't remember how much it was, but it probably wasn't very much at all back then in the 80s. You'd buy a little gift, and we used to hide them all round Keller, and it was quite hilarious because they used to get hidden under the lid of the piano and all sorts of things, and used to then all tear off and try and find your present, and then you'd find out who'd been, you know, leaving the gifts for you. So it was all quite chaotic, I think, at times.
Oh, that's great. Like hunt present.
Yeah, it was. They'd be under beds, like I say, under the lid of the piano, all sorts of things. You see all these teenage girls, you know, sliding under beds looking for presents and things.
Oh, God. Yeah. I just remember being terribly tired at the end of that term because so much went on in December.
We just kind of enjoyed it, didn't we? We as children, we didn't realise the preparation that the teachers did, I suppose, did we? You know, we didn't know what went into it at all.
It was just so bitty, you know, because sort of choir practices, I was glad I was in the choir because then otherwise other people had to supervise your classes when you went off to choir. So it was much better being in the choir. And then it was sort of, I don't know, it was just great fun. And then the night of the carol service itself was great because your parents came. And that was nice.
It was lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great going home afterwards.
Thinking about that, Michael, because I was saying, I have a feeling that they stopped them going home that night, towards the end. I'm sure that happened.
And then when we were there, you could always go home.
Yes, I know it was like that for a long time. But I have a feeling that for the last few years, that they weren't allowed to. They had to wait till the next day, which...
That's a shame. I suppose that would have put some parents off from coming if they had a long way to travel.
Yeah, exactly. Because it struck me as being silly. I'm sure it must have happened. I don't think I could have imagined that.
No.
I think I just couldn't see the point in it. And it's difficult because, you know, the kids were all saying it was silly and I agreed with them. And yeah, there wasn't as if you did anything the next morning.
No, you just waited for your taxi and went, you know.
Yeah, everybody was sitting round and it was, all sorts of funny things happened. Yeah, but it was good. It was tiring, but it was great fun.
So what do you sort of do now at Christmas, or what do you enjoy at Christmas now?
These days I simply go to church in the morning, and then I take Lil as usual, as I do on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and then go back to her flat, and then I come home and have a quiet afternoon, because I'm too tired after I've been to church, taking Lil to church, to be doing anything else. So I'm quite happy to just have a bit of peace. I've I mean, there have been times when I've spent it. Actually, last year I went to Lil's daughter for Christmas dinner because her family was slightly reduced and she wanted to make it's not as horrible as it sounds. but the thing is, she had a spare place and asked, would I like to go? Well, that's a better way of putting it.
It is.
No, I've been to, there was one time I went for a few years. I went with some friends, and that was the best time of going to dinner with them, because they were all people who were single. But apart from that, I mean, I'm quite happy just to have a quiet Christmas. It doesn't bother me in the least. I get quite frustrated with the idiocy of the way things are so busy. Thank you very much.
No, it's good. It's good that you're still busy as well at Christmas, when you get the chance. Is there anything else you want to obviously pop on the podcast before we say ta-ra, which I don't want to, but obviously.
I'll probably think of a million things that I could have said afterwards, but never mind. That's probably all I can remember now anyway. So,
no, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Oh, great to talk to you.
And just so everyone who is listening, we're going to get Maria on again in the new year for a talk about school in general, her time as a teacher and everything else. So, you know, do look forward to that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You very much, both of you.
It's been great. I've loved it.
It has. Thanks very much. Thanks, Maria, for coming on and having a chat to us about school at Christmas time and all the things you were involved in. It was really nice to speak to you again after such a long time since leaving school, really.
You're making me feel old, Michael. 20-odd years.
I know. It was strange. When we first contacted her, it was some strange experiences because you've not spoke to someone for 20 years and you first give them a call. It was great. And also, thanks, Joe, for press ganging me into doing some singing.
Hey, 30 likes on Facebook did it.
Yeah, and I don't even think you were one of them.
I wasn't. I hadn't seen it until I spoke to you the same night and you told me you'd got the 30 likes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Facebook friends. Well, that's it for obviously the first Christmas episode. So there's nothing much more to say than to give you the all-important contact details.
Mm-hmm. So you can email us at podcast@svopa.co.uk.
You can follow us at Twitter.
At SVOPA.
And you can also check us out online, which we've currently got only the podcast available. So it's probably easier just to go to svopa.co.uk. I've set that up in the last few weeks. And we've actually got a YouTube channel, which I will mention on the next podcast, which has got the karaoke on from the Clifton Hotel, the boys and the girls. And I'm going to get some more videos on because I've got some Stuck in the Middle with You video I need to put on at some point.
No, you don't. You really don't.
So other contact details are, obviously, you want to give me a shout, it'd be good to hear from you, on 0161 287 1841. Or my mobile number for a text is 07930 444 656, or you can call me on that as well. And address, if you need to write in, is 3 Consort Avenue, Royton, Oldham, OL96RS.
Right, well, thanks for listening, everybody, and hope you've enjoyed this Christmas podcast, well, the first part of it, as much as we have enjoyed doing it. And hopefully the second part will be with you very soon also. So all it remains is for Michael and I to say bye for now, and we shall speak to you soon.
Yep. See you all soon. Take care. And Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas.